Okay, so we can start doing some guided meditation now. And we'll develop metta for each of those four people in turn. But remember one thing which is a special technique in this meditation that's different from a lot of others is that when we develop metta for the other people, we don't send our mind out to that person to try to take our mind over there and put metta over there into that person, okay? We're keeping our mind at all times until the very end of the meditation, we keep our mind inside our body. And the reason we do this is because we're trying to develop concentration. So we want to develop like a grounded and centered consciousness. So our mind has to be centered inside our body. It has to be very solid, our consciousness. And if we start going out here and out there, and then our mind tends to get a bit scattered, a bit loose, okay? So don't worry about going over there to send metta to them. Just keep your mind right inside your body, okay? Okay, so now we can start. Please, everybody, sit comfortably. Be relaxed and yet alert. Close your eyes. Bring your mind, your sense of awareness back inside your body. Surveying the feelings inside your body, the cool touch of the air from the fans. Pressure of the seat. Notice any sense of pressure or strain in your head or behind your eyes. Just relax that. Go to your neck, shoulders. Relax. Feel your stomach if you're holding any tension. Just let that go, relax. Moving the awareness down the arms. Just gently letting go the tensions. Down the legs, when mind starts thinking about this and that, then just note to yourself, thinking, thinking, thinking. Don't try to analyze the thought. Don't worry about the content of the thought. Just note it, realize it, let go, and then stay with the silence. Stay with the gap. Stay with the emptiness. Notice any moods that you're bringing in to the meditation, especially anything on the side of tension or annoyance or anger. Just just be aware of that. Oh, okay. That's what that's like. That's what it feels like. No need to investigate or obsess about your feelings and emotions. Just to be aware of them. Let go. When the mind feels reasonably settled, centered, clear, alert, we can move to the first stage of metta meditation, that is metta for oneself. Say to oneself the words of metta. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Speaking clearly and distinctly to oneself. May I be happy. May I be happy. Really putting your heart into it. So that you're meaning every word. Generating that pure, sustained, wholesome aspiration for one's own true deep happiness and well-being. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. As you continue, notice that there, along with the words of metta, along with the intention of metta, there's also the feeling of metta. Soft feeling, a warm glow, like a little tuft of cotton wool, or like a little patch of moonlight. Notice that soft, gentle feeling of loving kindness, radiant and happy, tender and joyful. Keep your awareness with that feeling. Soak your mind in that feeling. Immerse your mind in that feeling. and the feeling becomes stable and steady. You can gently move the feeling around inside the body, spreading your sense of awareness through the different parts of the body until you can feel that loving kindness soaking through from the soles of the feet to the top of the head, from the tips of your hairs to the marrow of your bones, through every cell and pore and fiber in your body, feeling of loving kindness, gentle and radiant. When you can feel the metta sustained for oneself through the whole body, we can move to the second stage. We don't do anything, don't move the mind. All we do is change the words of metta, putting the name of the loved person in the words of metta. May that loved person be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. For example, if you choose your father, then may my father be happy. May my father be happy. May my father be happy. Keeping your awareness inside the body, just the same as it was doing metta for oneself. Can move to the third stage. May that neutral person be happy. May that neutral person be happy. Just putting their name in the words of metta. May they be happy. May they be happy. Developing metta for them just as with the first two stages. finally to the disliked person. May the disliked person be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. The mind that's very sharp and alert. Sustaining the feeling of loving kindness for that disliked person exactly the same as for the other three people. We can move beyond the third stage, beyond the fourth stage, developing metta for all people in this room. Now, for the first time, we can allow our awareness to move outside of the boundaries of our body. Not moving our mind over to those people and putting metta in them. That's not how we do it. But we say to ourselves the words, may all people in this room be happy. May all people in this room be happy. May all people in this room be happy. And as we do so, we just gently expand our sense of awareness. So our consciousness is growing, moving outwards, expanding and filling this whole room as if we're filling it with a subtle, delicate light, an aura. And so all the metta sent by all the people in this room is now moving out and filling, mingling, blending together and producing a whole room full of powerful loving kindness. Now we're coming near the end of the meditation. We can gently reverse through all the stages of the meditation we've gone through so far. So to start with, just gently allow the mind to fall back into the body, softly settling down inside your body again. To the fourth stage, may that disliked person be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. From there to the third stage, may the neutral person be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. Then to the loved one, may that loved person be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. And then to oneself, may I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And then let the words of metta go. Let the feeling of metta go. Let the feeling fade away into an open, empty space. And in that open, empty space, just spend a couple of minutes before the end of the meditation in reflecting and reviewing over how the meditation went, inquiring into cause and effect. Doing what led to what results? When I used my mind in this way, how did it change my mind? How did I apply myself to the meditation? What led to peace? What led to agitation? How does my mind now compare with how it was at the start of the meditation? Finally, before we finish, we can all share the merits of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well and safe. May all beings rejoice in the merit that we've made through our practice. May all beings realize Nibbana. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Then slowly and mindfully you can open your eyes. We can shift posture if we need to.